Today is the deadline to register in person for the April 22nd election in King County. Up for a vote is Proposition 1, a tax increase that would preserve some Metro bus routes. Metro is still feeling the effects of the recession. Economic forecaster Tony Cockalori remembers when the bottom started to fall out of the King County budget.
And I'll never forget, in June of 2008, I got our updated monthly sales tax number from the DOR, and I reported it to my then boss, and he didn't believe me because sales taxes had fallen 7%.
And sales tax receipts kept on falling, with big consequences for low-income people. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
When Pauline Vancenis roams the streets of downtown Seattle, she's a walking advertisement for Prop 1, the ballot measure to fund King County Metro.
The main sign says vote yes, Proposition 1, stop the bus cuts.
She has another sign saying save our Metro on her backpack, in case you missed the first one. Prop 1 would impose a $60 car tab fee and a sales tax increase of 0.1%. Without those taxes, Metro says it will have to cut bus service by 17%. Vancenis is a member of the Transit Riders Union. She says while many low-income people depend on mass transit, her group still had a vigorous debate about whether to support Prop 1 because of the tax increases.
It's a rock and a hard place that we're sort of stuck in, but if we don't pass this and 70% of the service goes away, about 80% of riders are going to be impacted, and that's a very real hardship.
Prop 1 does contain specific provisions to help low-income people. It will further reduce a new low-income fare for those who qualify. Low-income people will also be eligible for a rebate on the car tab fee. It's an acknowledgement that the past few years have been hard on low-income riders. Fares have risen 4 times and will go up again next spring. And in 2012, Seattle got rid of the ride-free area in the downtown. Metro bus driver Lisa Nault, who campaigned recently for Prop 1 downtown, says there was a fallback.
There is a free shuttle in downtown to replace the ride-free area that a lot of people don't know about, but it is there.
The two circulating shuttles, funded by the City of Seattle and operated by Solid Ground, make a continuous loop through downtown and up to Harborview Medical Center. But there are no signs to mark where the shuttle stops, and almost no one seems aware of how to use it. On this day, Michelle Carpenter says she's taking the shuttle for the first time. Since the ride-free zone ended, she's been getting by with what she calls courtesy rides from downtown bus drivers.
You know, most of the time I've been walking to my destinations or asking for a ride, a courtesy ride to where I need to go. And most of the time the bus driver doesn't have a problem with giving me a courtesy ride.
Alexander Bryant says he used the ride-free area a lot, and now he's a regular on this shuttle.
I'm not a very wealthy person, so...
So he says it's been hard to cope with the loss of the ride-free area and the fare increases.
You would think that Metro would have the funds and ability to keep making money every year with the rates going up every year, but yet they say that they don't have any money.
Solid Ground says ridership on the shuttle is about 300 people per day, but Metro General Manager Kevin Desmond says the end of the ride-free area likely affected thousands.
So we did see a loss, a projected loss in ridership of about 6,000 boardings a day from the ride-free area. So where those people went, I don't know. They may be walking. Some of them might be jumping on light rail in the downtown Seattle tunnel.
Overall, Desmond says ridership is up again and sales tax proceeds are back where they were in 2007. And King County officials want to do something to help low-income riders. Next year, they'll implement a fare card for low-income people who qualify, modeled on a program in Kitsap County. The low-income fare is set at $1.50 per trip, but if Prop 1 passes, the price will drop to $1.25. Kate Jonkis with the Downtown Seattle Association served on the committee that came up with the new fare.
I had a lot of conversations with human services folks and said, why is downtown the only place the entire county where you can have a free ride, you know, and where low-income people can ride the bus, you know, to their services? I said, it really should be a countywide benefit.
The challenge for Metro, as it tailors its services to help low-income people, is sorting out who's eligible for them. Metro General Manager Kevin Desmond says that's not his agency's specialty.
Public transit agencies provide public transportation. We're not social service organizations that are in the business of identifying people's income.
Desmond says Metro will likely partner with another organization to verify riders' incomes. He estimates that the low-income fare will cost Metro roughly $7.6 million per year. As for the potential $20 car tab rebate for low-income car owners, Metro won't handle that. Gordon McHenry is president of Seattle's Solid Ground Agency. He says he's not clear how that rebate will be administered.
I personally have not don't understand how that's going to be implemented. So we're hoping and asking that it be done in a very low barrier, efficient and non-onerous fashion.
Overall, McHenry supports Prop 1 while lamenting that it's a regressive tax that falls most heavily on the poor. He says it's a better alternative than service cuts, especially as Seattle's high cost of living sends more low-income residents farther from their work. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.